Dreamscape presents Exit by Belinda Bauer, narrated by Rupert Degas. Part 1. The job. The key was under the mat, as usual. Felix Pink found the predictability comforting, even if the predictable outcome was death.
"Here we go, then," said Chris, putting the key in the lock. Chris talked too much, but Felix never said anything about it. He imagined it was nerves. He himself had stopped being nervous a long time ago. Now he cleared his throat and adjusted his cuffs, and followed his accomplice inside. The house smelled of the dust that coated the inside of pill bottles. They often did. They stood in the hallway, and Chris called, "Hello?" There was no sound, apart from a clock ticking somewhere. Not a real clock, Felix could tell, but some battery thing that ticked a small fake tick to make people think they were getting old world value for money. He noticed a piece of paper on the third stair folded into a little tent, like a place card at a wedding. Upstairs. He picked it up and showed it to Chris, who started up the stairs. Felix took a moment to fold the paper several times and put it in his briefcase. Then he gripped the banister. He was naturally cautious, but when there was a job to be done, it became a conscious effort. Chris was waiting for him on the landing.
"Hello?"
"Hello?"
The answer was small and weak.